Things we miss down the street in this big box e-commerce pandemic shocked world. I'm David Brancaccio. In a few minutes, we'll get a government reading on job openings in America, which may not be enough to get some people back into the labor force, given the continuing dislocations of pandemic. Economist Drew Mattis is chief market strategist at MetLife Investment Management. Hi, Drew.
Hello.
I can't quite tell. Do we have all of this reserve talent looking for work, or do we have a labor shortage at this point in recovery?
Well, we have both. I think if we look to the employment report that came out on Friday, very strong report, but you know what we're seeing are signs of labor shortages in certain sectors, particularly it seems like in states that have reopened more fully because, you know, for example, the hospitality sector saw pretty significant wage gains. And one would expect that there's a lot of unemployed people in that sector, and as things reopen, they would immediately go back to work. But it seems like firms are having trouble tempting those people back to work and are having to offer higher wages.
Because, in part, unemployment benefits are on offer. There are extended programs for this, and the employers have to essentially compete with that.
I think that's correct. We're still in the middle of a pandemic, too. So we can't forget that you know, there are people who feel uncomfortable going back to work for health reasons. And just because things seem to be opening up more doesn't mean that everyone's willing to kind of jump back into the economy right away.
Yeah. You also have people who have school-aged kids that are not learning in school, and they can't go back to work because they have to do the childcare.
That's correct. I think, you know, what really is key is kind of what happens in September. We're seeing schools move towards reopening now. What really is going to, you know, potentially make the difference in terms of the labor market story this year is going to be, you know, what happens in the fall with schools.
Drew Mattis, Chief Market Strategist at MetLife Investment Management. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The International Monetary Fund today revised upward its global economic growth forecast. Instead of 5.5% this year, maybe something closer to 6% now. It's been doing this calculation since 1980, and this would be the fastest global growth on record. President Biden is set to announce that he's shaving off about 2 weeks from his May 1st deadline for states to make all adults eligible for coronavirus vaccine. The White House confirms Biden plans to make it April 19th now. Eligibility is different from having all the vaccine at hand to meet the need. This winter, I stumbled across an old hard drive with a file I'd saved for myself from 10 years ago outlining an idea, exploring vanishing American landscapes, places that wouldn't exist in 10 years. I never did that, but it's 10 years later, and some features of the economic landscape are gone amid the e-commerce, big box chains, and now pandemic. We've been asking you to share some of the places you miss. Today, a Marketplace listener who wrote us about Foundry Music, a place in New Haven, Connecticut, to get sheet music.
My name is Victoria Reeve, and I live in Guilford, Connecticut. I wrote in about Foundry Music. So it's a quaint, old-fashioned bricks-and-mortar music store above a coffee shop in New Haven, and it's been there for a really long time. And it's kind of a little hidden gem. You would walk up some stairs which had like a little stained carpet on the floor, and you'd walk in, and the place was pretty small, but it was packed with sheet music for every instrument, and they would have multiple editions, say, of Beethoven sonatas or Chopin or whatever, Brahms, and you could compare editions, and they were right there in front of you, and you could just kind of spend hours browsing through the stuff if you were a real music, classical music geek. I could just get lost in the place. And of course, having all of that printed material, along with that goes the smell of music, of paper and print and ink. I'm a piano teacher, and I used to, before the pandemic, work right next door at the neighborhood music school in New Haven. But when you walk into that shop, it's actually a visual to them for musicians, for kid musicians, that there's so much music being written. And that shop doesn't even have a half of it. But it gives them the sense of intrigue of the endless possibilities on the instrument that they're learning. And then, of course, the pandemic just killed it. For a very long time, they just sort of kept going, doing curbside orders. And then we got the really sad news that they were closing. They just couldn't manage any longer. And so it's gone. It's something which, you know, my kids and younger generations just won't know, probably, which is just so sad and heartbreaking, really.
Victoria Reeve, Guilford, Connecticut, remembering Foundry Music in New Haven. Foundry closed the store in November, but its proprietor, Marcia Killian, tells us that she's taking sheet music orders online and has not ruled out a new storefront, maybe someday. Got a feature of the American economic landscape that was important to you but is no more? We want to hear from you. Email morningreport@marketplace.org if you would. Morningreport, little at symbol, marketplace, one word, .org. I'm David Brancaccio with our Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.